God, I thank you for this day. I know I have not accomplished as yet all that you expect of me, and that is your reason for bathing me in the fresh dew of another dawn. I am most grateful. I'm prepared at last to make you proud of me. I will forget yesterday with all of its trials and tribulations, aggravations and setbacks, angers, frustrations. The past is already a dream from which I can neither retrieve a single word nor erase any foolish deeds. I will resolve, however, that if I have injured anyone through my thoughtlessness, I will not let this day end before I make amends, and nothing I do today will be of greater importance. I will not fret the future. My success and happiness do not depend on straining to see what lurks dimly on the horizon, but to do this day what lies clearly at hand. I will treasure this day because it is all I have. I know its rushing hours cannot be accumulated or stored like precious grain for future use. I will live this day as all good actors do when they're on stage, only in the moment. I cannot perform at my best today by regretting my past acts, mistakes, or worrying about the scene to come. I will embrace today's difficult tasks, take off my coat, and make dust in the world. I know that the busier I am, the less harm I am apt to suffer. The tastier will be my food, the sweeter my sleep, and the better satisfied I will be with my place in the world. I will free myself today from slavery to the clock and calendar, though I will plan this day to conserve my steps and energy. I will begin to measure my life in deeds, not years, in thoughts, not seasons, and in feelings, not figures on a dial. I will remain aware of how little it takes to make this a happy day. Never will I pursue happiness because it is not a goal, just a byproduct. And while there may be some happiness in having or getting, true happiness comes only from giving. I will run from no danger I might encounter today because I know that there is nothing that can happen to me I am not equipped to handle with your help. And just as any precious gem is polished by friction, I too am certain to become better through today's adversity. And if you close one door, you always open another for me. I will live this day as if it were Christmas, and I will be a giver of gifts. To my enemies, I will give the gift of forgiveness. To my opponents, tolerance. To my friends, a smile. And to my children, a good example. And each gift will be wrapped in unconditional love. I will waste not even a precious second today in anger or hate or jealousy or selfishness. I know that the seeds I sow will be harvested. I know that the seeds I sow I will harvest because every action, good or bad, has an equal reaction. I will sow only good seeds this day. I will treat this day as if it were a priceless violin. One may draw harmony from it and another discord, yet none can blame the instrument. Life is the same in that if I play it well, it will bring forth beauty. But if I play it poorly, it will bring forth ugliness. I will consider every problem I encounter today as little more than a pebble in my shoe. I remember the pain so harsh I could hardly walk, and recall my surprise when I removed my shoe and found only a grain of sand. I will work convinced nothing great was ever accomplished without enthusiasm, and to do anything which is truly worth doing today, I must not stand back shivering, and thinking of the cold and the danger, but jump in with gusto and scramble through as best as I can. I will face the world with goals set for this day, but they will be attainable ones, not the vague and possible variety declared by those who make a career of failure. I realize you always try me with a little to see what I might do with a lot. I will never hide my talents. If I am silent, I am forgotten. If I do not advance, I fall back. If I turn and walk away from any challenge I face today, my self-esteem will be forever scarred. And if I cease to grow even a little, I will become smaller. I reject the stationary position because it is always the beginning of the end. I will maintain the smile on my face and in my heart today, even when it hurts. I realize that the world is a looking glass and it gives back to me the reflection of my own soul. I now realize the secret to changing the attitude of others is to first change my own. I will turn away from any temptation today which might cause me to break my word or lose my self-respect. I am positive the only thing I possess more valuable than my life is my honor. I will work with all of my strength today, content in the knowledge that life does not consist of wallowing in the past or peering anxiously into the future. It is appalling to consider the great number of painful steps taken to arrive at a truth so old, so obvious, and so frequently expressed. For whatever it offers, little or much, my life is now. I will pause whenever I'm feeling sorry for myself today and remember that this is the only day I have. I must play it to the fullest. What my part may signify in this great whole, I may not understand, but I'm here to play it, and now is the time. I will count this day as a separate life and remember that those who have fewest regrets are those who take each moment as it comes and for all that it's worth. This is my day. These are my seeds. Thank you, God, for this precious garden of time.